Same. Today we continue on Shir. Today is about Shir HaKesem V'Din Tliya. But till now we were saying that there are two dinim in Hilchos Nida. There's Nida Daraisa, Nida Drabon. Nida Daraisa is with a Hagosha. And therefore even a Kol Shehu is Metame. And we said Bisman Hazeh that we don't have the clear Hagoshas, so we say when there's a Riboy Dam or any Dam that's Nimtza inside, even a Mashahu is considered a Nida Daraisa. Then we have a concept of a Kesem. So Kesem, as we said, means the Ria, as like Rav Shecha always says, Ria below Hargasha, meaning there was a stain. It's not found inside of her. It's found on her clothing, on her leg, etc. And there's no Hargasha, meaning there's no Hargasha. Bizman Chazal, when we had to clearly define the Hargashas, so then there was... That meant that there was no Hargasha. And then it didn't, as we saw, right, like Rav Moshe wrote, it doesn't matter how much the blood there was, because it was down below Hargasha. Today, when there's Ribui Dam, you're not going to say, like, a woman who gets a period and she doesn't have Hargasha, that's going to be called a Kesem. Right? So we're going to assume that's a Ria. But if it's a regular, so, in other words, we're redefining everything. What's a Ria? Bizman, when there was regular Hargashas, and we discussed it. And the Kesem, when there was real Hargasha, so it meant Bli Hargasha. It doesn't matter how much dam. Today, we're saying that it is a stain, but not such a big stain, then it'll be a Kesem. And we said that the shear of a Kesem is Kegris V'od. So different opinions what that means, a penny, a nickel, etc. And if it's less than that, then it's Tohar. Because then we're told that it comes from a makolos. It comes from a bug, a bed bug, that women would inadvertently in the middle of the night turn over and crush a bug. So then there would be some blood on her body, on her clothing, etc. And therefore, that would be considered... Tahora, because it's coming from the bed bug, but the bed bugs weren't so big. So if you had a lot of dam, you no longer could say that it's the bed bug, but we assume it's dam nida. And the Chasam Sofer has his famous line on page 9. Where he writes, the first word in the line is tsarich. Go a little further, tsarich. Vizalzi Shabbat Hadarin and Shia Gris, Avogad, there was the name Lushka, my call is Guy Gavna. Whereas we don't say, oh, well, today maybe the bugs are different sizes or whatever. No, we still work with that shear. Ein lecha masha nesa b'minyan rishut. Makolos gadol kigris. The makolos were big enough and they had our makolos maybe today are even smaller. So, whatever. But yet, we were able to be makel up to a gris and assume it's makolos, even though you know and I know that blood on her underwear is not from some bed bug. You know that, and I know that, and even though the shear of the bed bugs today maybe are smaller than they were then, but Chacham made a takana. Ein lecha ela mash nesar b'minyan harishon. The original takanas Chazal, the aser, the kesem, and this was the shear. Shehamakol is gadol kigris achil ki vavgav v'lek achshav ki agav nukumach shavod lachah hayim la'atar kol chesamim. And this is what they, because they will see, there's some sheikhs that say that that maybe it's only for Tyrus, but this is what the Chachamim were Koveya, and that's it. So that's how we work with this idea. And that's what the Rambam writes in the first page in Halacha Beis. Midivrei Sofrim Shekol Hora Kesem Dam Al Basara Al Begadeha Aval Pisha Lo Hegisha Aval Pisha Bat Kotzav Lo Motzo Dam Arizah Tmeya. In other words, if she has a kesem on Basara, on her body, on her skin, her leg, whatever, or begadah, avapish or egisha, and even if she subsequently did a bedika and she didn't find any dam, hareza tameya. That's the and that's the din. And because the Mishnah has a kasha, koshali ha'avi sfek sfeka, isn't it a sfek sfeka? Because because once it's on her clothing, maybe it never even came from her. Sofik migufa ba, sofik shelo migufa. Vintin tzolo migufa, sofik min acheder, sofik min aliyah. Even if it came from her, who says it's dam min ha-makor? Maybe it's dam maka, or something like that. From the. So he says, yishlom aval pika in chmir bo chachamim mishum disu chomer. In other words, you can make all the svaras you want and say we should really have been makel, you know, on a kesem, because every kesem is really a sfek sfeka, right? Every kesem is a sfek sfeka, right? Sfek, because once it's on habigodim, then we say that who says it came from the body, right? And even if it's from the body, who says it came from the makor? It's not a kasha, because the chachamim could, you know, make whatever takana they want. In other words, they can trump the regular rules. Sfek sfeika is good enough to be matir nisa daraisa. He has only the rabbanon, so certainly it should be matir nisa daraisa, but this is the takana.
Lo yishno minacha she'en lo adodove litlo bo chmil chachamim lo medhavi ki iluhu migufa de fada ven kanela sfek echad. In other words, if we see something on her basar and we don't have reason to say, hey, oh, there was a bug here, but we don't know, there was no bug. If you saw a bug, one thing, but we don't really have any taliyah. So once we don't have any taliyah, that's befaneinu, so then we'll assume that it's vada migufa, and then once it's vada migufa, it's only one suffix, and so therefore they were more machmer.
Okay. Whatever it is, so it doesn't change the halacha. That's the kasha. So,
and this this Gemara, this idea is found in the Gemara of. On page 3, Nun Ches Amid Beis. And the Mishnah told him, Chol Dovah Sheyochol Lis Lidlo. In other words, if you have a reason to be Tola means
you could say that maybe it came from my red lipstick, if you were using red lipstick. Or maybe it came, you know,
Shachta Behemet.
Whereas if the woman is a shochet and she was shechted a behema chayev oof, so then maybe the blood came from that.
Or
she killed a bed bug.
I raise a tolaba. I come a tola Reb Chanina and take this omer ad kigris.
It was until a gris for Ode. Again, the exact shear of a gris will be a separate discussion. Exactly how do you measure how whatever the contemporary poskim or non-contemporary poskim came up with
is a separate discussion. How we, I'm just giving you now a general statement that it's either a nickel or a penny or whatever it is. And so, but again, that's only by a kesem. Once she does a bedika inside, then we discuss that's a deraisa, either because it's a safek hargasha or because there was a hargasha from Yisuin, it's hargasha from before that you weren't paying attention to, etc. So anything inside is not a deraisa, then you don't have any kulas. This is by some. As I said, Rav Moshe has here on page 4, the gris is a penny. Okay, everybody holds a nickel. We're not here now to get the specifics of that discussion. Because that itself is a separate discussion. If you look in the Sefer HaEshkol, on page 5, so what is he's commenting on the Rif, Hagon Rav Yitzchak. That's why the Rif, Yitzchak Alfasi. Kitzim ol b'dinei nida. He was very makatze. Rov alach b'dinei vestas lohevi. So he feels obligated since the Rif didn't bring it down, so he's going to do the job. Chayna sadev says the chazi, ikim b'dinei in lal pi, seder gemar. Gam b'dinei ksonim lohevi harav. He didn't even bring the dinei ksonim, the Rif. Why do you do that? The answer of whole migli the rav of loshkach b'hom. After the sphere of the lohogu ha'idna. So one idea is that maybe the whole din of ksamim doesn't apply today. The whole idea that you see a kesim yutamei, maybe that doesn't apply. Why not? Vavka v'dashka n'mtame b'olo dilma l'taris dafka. That maybe it's only for taris. B'zman dika taris. When people were osik pataros, they were osik and kachim and truma and all these things that need to be tohar, so then there was a din of ksamim to metame the isha. Because the ksamim, if there was a kesem, that would metame the beged. Right? If dam needed itself is tame, so metame the beged. So once we metame the beged, as we'll see in the Rishonim, they wanted to metame the woman also, so you shouldn't confuse the two. Because if you're going to metame the beged and mate the woman, it's going to look a little contradictory. Even though those are two separate things. You could have done one without the other, but they didn't want to make confusion. So whenever they were osek and taras, they also asked the woman. But if you're not osek but taras, so we don't care about the tumah of the beged, so then we don't have to ask the woman either. So maybe this whole thing that a woman stains, even if she sees more than a gris, doesn't apply to this one. We don't postulate this. But the Baal HaEshkol is saying that maybe that's what the Rif held, because why in the world did he delete all the dinim of Ksamim? Zman Dika Taras L'Baal HaNamichah Shudum Yiladim. Yeah. So that's what he's saying. That's a possibility. And so that's the Sefer Eshkol is written by there are many people who went under the title Ravid. So he's one of them, not the same as the Ravid, you know, you're familiar with. The Ravid you're familiar with wrote the Hasagas and the Rambam, but also wrote a famous Sefer called the Balei Nefesh. Balei HaNefesh. So that Sefer is the Ravid that you're familiar with, and a lot of halacha and Hilchas Nida and Tefillin all are based on either agreeing or disagreeing with the writer. And he also discusses this. He says, look on page 6, the second paragraph. He said there are people that say that there's no ksamim mizman hazeh. Like we just saw that the Eshkol claimed that that was the Rif's opinion. And the din of Me'es La'es Shebenida, that's the first Mishnah, right? That if a woman is discovers she's a Nida, so she has to assume that maybe she didn't realize right away and it really happened 24 hours ago. And anything she touched in the past 24 hours is Tomei. Shame, shame, Me'es La'es La'taris, Kachein Aksamim La'taris. So maybe just like the din of Me'es La'es, it's the golden lafrey is only the taras, so ksamim also. So that is etamam hamatir. So that's the pshat in the matir. So he says vehevel hu biyadam. It's hevel. So he dismisses that view to say that some don't apply bizman as that. That was the whole point. It was said by Yisunida. So he's very stark to say that it does apply, and that's back to that same Chasam Sofer that says that. Now, look, now you can understand the first part of the Chasam Sofer on page 9. He says, V'hinei HaRav Avbezdin, that's the Eshkol, the Rav Avbezdin, that's the other Rav, the Rav Avbezdin, HaVesfile Dolom Ruksan Ulataris, V'lola Baila, V'arayvin Tama Allah, and the Raven of the Balei Nefesh was Tama. In other words, it could be the Ravid that the original reason that they asked Ksamim is because they were Osek Bataris and they didn't want to make a distinction between Issa Labayla and the Taris. So they made the Issa. So that doesn't so the Rif claims, yeah, but once Taurus no egg, then the Issa fell off. But the other way to say it is no. In Echanami, it started with the Taurus, like the Eshkol claim. But that's the concept of Dovr Shemiminyan, that once the Chazal made the din, then it stays. And that's how we assume. So that's what he says, that the. And then he goes on saying, and just like the whole din of Ksamim is only based on the Dovr Shebeminyan, so then the details of Ksamim are also based on Dovr Shebeminyan, even though the details don't necessarily fall into the reality of today, but it's still a Dovr Shebeminyan. Okay. Good. Now, there is another machlokes. There's another famous comment from the Ravid on page 14. The Ravid again. This is the Balei HaNefesh. So the Ravid says he's mentioning a whole bunch of things regarding Ksamim, and the fifth thing he says you need to know. We always told her that it was a makolos. In other words, because the makolos was the blood was red. So if it's red, then you can be told about makolos. But if it's a different color, that maybe like black, that maybe still sometimes we would ask her. But against the blood of the makolos wouldn't be that color, so then you wouldn't be able to be tola. Only if the kesem is adam. So here, being adam is a kula. Usually, being adam is a chumra. Here, being adam is a kula. That in the case where it's less than a gris and it's adam, then you could be tola the makolos, because that's the color that of the blood of the makolos. And Poskim quote this this Ravid. Okay, now we're going to see our first introduction to one of the classical Sfarim that is used in Hilchas Nida. It's not a sefer about Hilchas Nida per se. It's a Shailos and Tshuvos Miltstaka. He was from the Gedolei Achronim. He died a young man, I think in his 40s, whenever, the Miltstaka. And he has Tshuvos about everything. But there happen to be several Tshuvos that he has are on Hilchas Nida, and that became like the Miltstaka. You can't learn Hilchas Nida be'ian and never hear of the Miltstaka. And it says the Miltstaka, that's one of the, whether we follow, we don't follow, so that we're going to be having a lot of psakim from the Miltstaka. Some we'll accept, some we won't accept. But on page 16, says the Miltstaka.
Yosin Nira Loma, the Mishum Hachi Pashale, the Rabbi Hanab, the Yata Moda, the Vina, the Hanina, the Vina, the Gris, the Old, the Chora, the Fina Mogmok, the Tosha, the Bodogla, the Yom, Efshal Loma, the Gam Gris, Lot Sarah, the Vada, the Pashale, Bezeh Hashir, the Tarah Al Koponim, Mishum Kolshu Pachas, the Miki Gris, Vada, the Mogazu Klau. Let's say, for example, we know something is Vada Migufa. So if it's Vada Migufa, then it's not coming from the Makolos. But she doesn't have a Hargasha. It's a Kesem. But it's Vada Migufa.
So then, maybe on this Kesem we should say that it's also even pachas mika gris, because the whole idea of a gris is what? Because we assume that it's that up to a gris, you can assume it's from the makolos. But if we know it's vadei migufa, then maybe you shouldn't, even though it's a kesem, maybe you shouldn't get the kula of a gris, because the whole idea of gris is that up to a gris you can assume it's from the makolos. But here anyway I know that it's not from the makolos. It's vade migufa. So he says that if it's vade migufa, like say some, you have a pad that's right on her osa mokum, so it's not inside but it's vade migufa. So then he says he's mechadesh that no, once there was a shear, once we label something as a kesem, and anything outside the body, Bali Hargasha, is a kesem, then it's labeled a kesem. So even though the original concept of a kesem came about from the concept of Tolab and Makolas, but we're not going to say, well, if I know that it's not a Makolas, then no. If it's Vadi Megufa below Hargasha, so it's a kesem. So once it's a kesem, the shear is a gris. Even in cases where there's no Tliya. There was one. The real reason of the din of the shear of gris is because you were told about makolos, and that was how big a makolos would be, and not more. But once they made it, that's how they made it. Now, so that's what the Miltstaka says. Now, the Bar Plukta and the Miltstaka on this issue is the Sidrei Tara. Sidrei Tara, we've seen him already. He's also from the classic So he says no. He says Ori Isi Milsa de Tmiya on page 17. He says, I see something of wonderment, something astonishing. Beshut Haniskar, and he points out he's referring to the Miltstaka. Simchov, Zelashon, Yosin Nira Loma, the Mishumhachi Pashat Leila Rabbi Chia, Dami Yatamoda Shatarch Grisvod. Yeah. So he says, Kol Shayna, well, yeah. So then he quotes Alkan Lashono. We don't have to read it again. The Loyadati, bottom paragraph, Mike Omer,
תהוך נמי יודעי בדיקו, כתוב מרבות כל בעת שונה בודוק, אם כן אחד תקרא שם מה אומר רבי חייה, יתה מודד, דומו, את הכיוון שהיה עד בודוק לו לפני יום, אחר כך אמונו ומוח מוצנו, אם כן ודאי מגוף רץ, הכיוון זה כבר על ידי בדיקו תמיה. עשו מה שקרוס, אחר כמה שלוש עוד לוגות, הוא אפילו יוודא מגוף רץ, זה כיוון שהוא פחס בגריס ועוד טהורה, ולדאי אותו צריך לומר, עד עשי בגמר פוסק מתאים לדבין לגריס ועוד משום תלין המקולס, אחי פרושו. Came with all us din and Malayan midam makolas, we'll look into Babas Lavra Mavinu. Whereas if you're gonna, every woman always has her sheets full of blood for the makolas, so no daughter of Avraham Avinu, meaning Joe knows Jewish lady is gonna be tahar if we're not able to be tahar. Shatia Yashav is tahar baila. Shemachulo goes to call upon his migris. Feel Ivali migufasi. Mishum bo plug. Came in the shalom hargashav, Kazi Torah Midator. Mumdran to me. Hey Mamru, hey Mamru. Ba pize haya nicha mach apostle tosmu de vrem de kesem pachas begus tora lo chilko bein kesem shachar lo kesem odom da bachos leizel midlei elog buk kesem edom to mosh akos of this bali nefesh but he's saying the other poskim didn't hold like him they didn't make him mechalik elavadi is feeling the poskim came in the chacham lo gozo lo kesem pachas begus so that's it אפיל היכה דלקה למדלי במקולוס, אפיל איבדה מגוף האסיה, שוב אין לחלק בין קסם לקסם. ולכל מרס קסום ולגוזר שאיבו שיר. Right, so they weren't, they made a low plug. So he says, and then he says, that's what it's nearer from the Minchas Yaakov. So then he writes, so that's what he was saying, the Mil Stoker. But he says, Vanir Staiti ain't the Vrem Nechonim. He says it's not true. That the Dafka Hechad Ikel Midli Makolas with the Torah. But if you can't be told of a Makolas, so then that's it. So. So in Vaday Migufa Nafik, Aval Gav Shlo Bar Gosha Asya Temeya. If it's Vaday Migufa, even a little bit should be Temeya, because it's Vaday Migufa. But they both seem to agree that if it's inside, then you assume that it was Chazaka Bar Bar Gosha. That they're not arguing. The question is, if it's Vaday Migufa. And it's outside, like you have a pad that's adjacent to the opening, the vaginal opening, and the dam is on coming right on that pad. So it's vade migufa l'chara. But pad is not a good example because it's not mekabel tumah anyway. But let's say something that would be the tight underwear is right adjacent to her. And it's going right on, and it's less than a gris. So the Milstaka would say that still you need a shear of a gris. And the Sidrei Tara would say, no, it's Vade Migufa, so then the shear of a gris is irrelevant, and then even a little bit. Now, practically speaking, we assume, like Rabbi Tuchman was saying to me yesterday, that the other day, that anything that's chutz l'guf is not vade migufa, even though obviously we know that if that's where it was coming from, but we view it as, so we don't really have this heki timsa so much, so clear this heki timsa, because if it's inside the body, then for some reason everyone agrees to that, either because that's Vade Migufa, or that's a Hargasha, or there was a Hargasha before, whatever. And if it's outside, we're going to say that, we're going to say that if it's outside the body that we found the blood, so we'll say that's not Vade Migufa. And we'll also have the, you see, Rav Moshe has a tshuva, we'll see in a second. But what if she's wiping with a tissue? So tissue's not mekabel tumah, but maybe we should say it's vade migufa.
and therefore she should be tamei. So he says no, because whenever you wipe with a tissue, you don't wipe just that exact spot of the hole. You can't be so exacting. In other words, you wipe that spot where the blood is coming out from the hole, but then other parts of that area get wiped too. So then that's already enough to say that that's not Fadi Migufu. Says if Isha, the next page 19. Isha Shekhancha Atzma. Because she's not doing it for a B'dika purpose, cleanliness. He says maybe we should be Metame. Now, what I said was not exactly. In other words, he's talking really, Rav Moshe, about a piece of cloth that's Mekabel Tuma. In other words, when we do it with tissues, that could be a separate heter. But even if it was, you don't necessarily need this kula. But say you say something that's Mekabel Tuma, but it's Vade Migufa, so we would treat it like a kesem, but maybe we should say that it's Vade Migufa, and therefore it should be osir, even a mashu, like the meal tztaka. He's saying, so Rav Moshe says, no, because lamaisa, you're never so exact. So, in other words, even though like he's noted to say that the meal tztaka maybe is right, but lamaisa, it's never Vade Migufa. So he, or very rarely would you ever really say that it's Vade Migufa. So if it's, again, so this machlokes, the ramifications of the machlokes are limited, if not nil, of this, but it is what it is. Yes.
This is only about the kula of pahus v'kigris, because the sidri tower, even if it's on a pad, it's not mekabel tuma. The sidri tower wouldn't say that that's still vada migufa, and therefore you don't get any of the kulas of.
No, they were really talking about they were talking about the gris issue. In other words, do we still go with the gris issue to get the kula of pahus v'kigris if we know it's vada migufa? That's what they're arguing about. But they'll both agree that once you're inside, that Vade Migufa doesn't matter, because that already is Daraisa. That's already, that was, they're talking about within the realm of the Rabbanans, because it's Vade Migufa and still be a Rabbanan. What's the din if it's Pachas Migigris and it's Vade Migufa? But once it's inside, they're not arguing. That Vade Migufa they're not arguing about, because that's already a Daraisa because of Hargosha. So Rav Moshe says, okay, they're arguing, but Lamaisa, most things we consider Ke'ilu, and Mimela, that's why, like Rabbi Tachman was saying, like a woman's underwear, so it's not, underwear is not only worn by the hole. So, so anything on the underwear also, even though we know quite well where it's coming from, we don't view that as Vade Migufa. But bottom line, yeah.
To clarify, the Kavan Ekris is independent of Tzalayim and Ayinu
Haptuma? Pachas Mikigris is what?
Independent or in addition to the...
That's a separate din,
so
separate
more than Ekris on Tzalayim or...
More than Ekris on Tzavonim is Mutter. But he says, but when you do a bedika, then you're looking for that specific area. So then the Rav Moshe writes, and then he would be machmir, not necessarily because Bedikas Daraisa, but he says Nimsal Adin Shabbatcha Atzma, page 19 on the left side, Lachashivas Bedika Mishum has man sheish lochush who was man tarish it. So you could believe a lochush from Makolos to me a feel of the Nimsal Mashem. But then he says, what if a woman puts something inside, like she has a diaphragm inside and she comes out with blood on the diaphragm? So then you don't get a heter gris. Because the Gemara says the makolas don't go inside the woman. Also, mokum bodok mi makolas. So there's no makolas. Was he saying, even without the fact that it could be a daraisa? Even if you want to say it's only the Rabbanan. Even if you want to say it's only the Rabbanan, so maybe you should still... Because if it's the Raisa, there's nothing to talk about. That's how Rav Abadi writes in the Sefer. Yeah, the diaphragm, of course it's Tameya. It's the Raisa. But Rav Moshe is not saying that. Rav Moshe is saying over here that because there's no Tliya. Moshech l'kirgos da'alekim ha'kolishon. There's no Tliya. Then the only thing he says is that certain times you could be choshesh that you scraped with. But he's saying a different word. Even the Yitzur, we could say it's the Rabbanim inside, like the Netta Shashuim or something like that. Still, you won't get the Kula. Still won't get the Kula of Gris. Because in other words, Ramosha basically is saying, I'm a Sidrei Tara Yit. I'm a Sidrei Tara. I'm not a Miltstaka. Miltstaka is—he's always working with the shear of gris. I'm a Sidrei Tara person that you don't always get the gris. And in a Hanami, when there's no tli, you don't. But so inside there's no tli. Forget it, even if it wouldn't be a deraisa. And outside there is a tli because you're mekaneach around the area. So that's so basically this whole tshuva is geboit. Is built the hanocha is like the Sidrei Tara, and then he's making his own gedarim. When do you say it's vade migufa? When you're not saying it's vade migufa. So others would just say once it's inside, was you look at the miltstaka. He himself was moda that if it's inside, because you say inside is a deraisa, there's nothing to talk about. So that's the standard of. That's why I once asked Rav Abadi in his Sefer or Yitzchak, he writes that a tampon is disposable, it's not in the Kabbal Tumah. So I asked him, who cares? Because the tampon goes inside. So any dam in a tampon is to make. So he was masking in an Echanami. That the tampon goes inside, so you're right, in Echanami. It would only be relevant if it doesn't stand inside. If inside, so in other words, so the fact that anything inside the woman is Tameya B'kol Shehu could either be because it's a Daraisa, but even if you want to say it's not a Daraisa, it's still going to be Aser Midrabanan Midin, that there's no Tliya, like the Sidrei Tara, who says when there's no tli, you don't get a kula of a gris. Now there is a famous tshuva from the Cheshev HaEfod. Cheshev HaEfod on page 20 was one of the big rabbanim in London, right? He's not Bezin of London, Rav Padova. He's the big poysik in London. And he says a big chumrah. He says a big chumrah. Rav Ausch once told me that he thinks that there are others. I think there are others earlier, so I have to look up who else. But, I didn't pin him to say this. He hadn't really paschal like this. But he's saying that it's become more fashionable in certain circles to have this plaque, even though when I passed him, we don't hold from this Cheshev HaEfod at all. I didn't tell you what he said yet. So, what does he say? he says that we till now we're always saying, assuming that there's a bedika inside, and then a kinuach is different than a bedika, right? A kinuach means you wipe externally. That's the first question I always ask when somebody comes with a question about blood on a tissue, was an internal wipe or external wipe, you know. And if it's internal, then that's she's tamei. If it's dam, if it's external, then she's Torah, because we say that that's a kesem, and a kesem on something that's not mekabel tumah. If you assume a tissue is not mekabel tumah because it's disposable, and that's the standard way where many rabbanim paskim. We'll talk more about whether tissue is makabel tumah or not. That's a separate discussion, but assuming that it's not. So he says he doesn't think the whole thing is true. He doesn't think that if you do kinuach, that's a kesem. I mean, that it's a kesem legabe, that you get the coolers of veinu makabel tumah, etc. He says, no. He says, really, there are three things in there's a Riya, that's Riya Bahargasha, whatever, however we define Hargasha, Bizman Azeh. Then there's a Kesem. A Kinuach is different, because a Kesem means you find something on your underwear, you find something on her leg. That's a Kesem. You do a Kinuach, he says, that's not a Kesem, that therefore we say, well, it's not a Riyah either, because it wasn't Bahargasha and it wasn't inside. So it's like a Riyah Midrabanan. In other words, because it's like a sort of like what we say before, it's like a Vade Migufa, and therefore you're finding it inside, outside, but coming Migufa. And therefore he says, like, no one's going to say, yeah, I'm going to give you a mashal, he says. If you have a dam on something that's makabel tumah, and then you take a tissue and you clean it up, right? Say he has to find a kesem, something that's makabel tumah, right? And then you take a tissue and you clean it off, and you say, oh, now we have a kesem on something that's not makabel tumah, so we should be makel. That's ridiculous, because originally it was on the thing that was makabel tumah. So he says the same thing over here. If she finds it on her underwear, so that's a kesem, because you have a tliya mealma, etc. But if she finds it on the kinuach, he says you can't be mekel, because he holds, again, he's a sidrei tariyid. He's a sidrei tariyid without Rav Moshe's kenesh. So if you're sidrei tariyid, he say that there's no. Tliya here, because she wiped. So where do you think it came from? Of course, it came from her. Rav Moshe has this thing that, but she doesn't wipe only that. So it's viewed valid. So he says no, you wipe. So it's vade migufa. So it's not. It might not be a deraisa, but you're not going to get the kula of a gris va'od. And then furthermore, even if you would get the kula of gris. But this is something that and you won't say, oh well, it's Eino Mekabel Tumah, because it's coming from something that was from her basar, from her body. So now you're transferring it. So it's like wiping something off. So that's his word. He says, Hine tomi de yaposha etzlish Eino kinuach din kesem. So this is his big thing. This is his big thing. He said, "Poshet eitz disheinu kinuach." In other words, this is, again, I don't want to confuse you, because the way that we normally paskin is that kinuach is a kesem. But I want you to see his viewpoint. That his viewpoint has that kinuach is not a kesem. The dama nimtu b'kinuach tomei kibo dama nimtu b'bedika. That dam and nimtza b'kinuach is the same as dam nimtza b'bedika. Maybe it's not a deraisa, but ha'isha tamei abeni madam u'pachas mikigris v'od bein ha'ed hu'dov v'sheinu mekabel tumah or big day tzivonim. Whatever. Right, his Mesorah is that Dam HaNimtza B'Kinuch is not a Kesem. Against what we normally assume. I told you, when people come to me with a tissue, I just ask them two questions I ask. Was it external or internal? If it's internal, you're finished. If it's external, and then once it's external, I just like to know how much dam was it, so there shouldn't be any chashash that there's a ribui dam. Once I get the answers I want to hear on both these questions, then I say mutter. But he's saying no. He's saying that you can't be mekum. So even over there, and this is only going to be a derabbanan, because there's no hargasha here. But still, if it's vade migufa, so he's going to explain that we're going to call this like a riya midrabbanan. It's a riya midrabbanan. So therefore, it's not a kesem. It's another category. It's a riyah midrabanan. So riyah midrabanan, you don't have, it's vali migufa, it's bali hagasha. So b'meili, you don't get the shi, if you hold like the sidri tara, there's no taliyah. So you don't get the, so it's tamei even pachas mikigris. And also, you don't get the kula of eidim makapal tumma, because, because it's Riyamidrab, it's Vademigufa, so you don't view it as a kesem. So therefore it's Tame even on something that's more than a gris Reina Makabal Tumma. The Gamla Indian Dovashaina Makabal Tumma. Aval Pisha Bekesem and Imtal Dovashaina Makabal Tumma Torah, feel in Vademigufa. Right? So Chor, it should be, even Vademigufa, it should be Tahar. Like the case of Karka Olam or whatever. So he says, "Aval pachas v'gris ena Torah ba'al mishum sofik." We can't yeshchor makom lomar lein. Yeah. So he says, "Achen acharei bod iav shalom arkein mishum ofer boros shekesem nimtzal dover mekabel tumah ve'isha havira misham ve'aros hakesem al dover she'edu mekabel tumah she'edu kesem chol zelius Torah b'shvil zeh." Like a woman has something on her leg, so it's hard for her to see what it is. So she takes a tissue and wipes it off, and now she has it on the tissue. So she's not going to say, "Oh, Sainu Makabal Tumma." Yeah, but you got it from something that was Makabal Tumma. So that's his word. That's his word. And there are a lot of Mora Harad that do hold like this. The last time I had a conversation with this Rauch, he himself, I don't think. I have to ask him again what he himself holds. But this is a big. Obviously, this has tremendous ramifications. This is Meisim B'chol Yom that he'll be machmir and other people will be maker. So my mesorah from Rabbi Badi is lekula, is to treat it as a kesem, because he's saying, no, a kesem is only when you. So that's but that's what he. That's his. So Rav Avadi Yosef, in his Sefer Taras Habayis, takes issue with him on page 21. He quotes the Cheshev HaEifod. Ulam Reza Beshut Keshev Eifel, which across the treatise, that not like that. So, so what about his tightness? So on page 23. So again, Legabe Vade Migufa. So Rav Moshe had his way that a kinuach is not vade migufa because you're mekaneach arum and arum, you know. Okay, so you could say it, but it's not, you know, the cheshev eifel is not going to, you know, be choizibo because of that, because you could say his way too. It's not Then Rav Avadi Yossi says, so what about the taina, the cheshev eifo, that's such an obvious taina, that what are you talking about? You can't, like the mushel he gives, if a woman takes blood. Yeah, so he says on page 23, he says, no, it's not a good. Lafi and Nias died near Jagam, Aina Rai Brewer meeting, but. He doesn't think it's a good comparison. Because everyone would agree, if something's found and something's mekabel tumah, and then you transfer, that the transfer doesn't count. But he's going to say that the transfer only doesn't count if you know that it's there, and now you're transferring. But if you don't know, she's just wiping, stop, she urinates, she's wiping, she doesn't know there's any blood there. And now she finds it for the first time on the tissue. So that's not called transferring. Transferring is when you know it's there, and now you're transferring. So then it doesn't count, because originally it was on Halek, and now it's not on something that's the Kabbal Tumah. So therefore, that's sort of Rav Avadia Yosef's rebuttal to the Cheshev Eifo.
The other, I think, with the Gogan's Cheshev Eifo is even if you want to remove it, that it's bad in Gukha, and it's a Riyad Rabbanon.
Yeah, right. You could say like that as well. That any Riyad the Rabbanim will still have the kulos.
Just the kinuah is not shashagosha.
Right. Right. So we got me the gris. So that's the machlokas, the miltzak, and the.
And the other ones,
right. The other ones you could say like.
You still have the
pools.
You don't have
this right.
Category of.
Right.
Right. Doesn't have the coolers.
Right. Doesn't. So that. Meaning. And it could basically be loaded to everything and just say. Yes. Okay. Okay, so that's. Yes. Okay. Now, okay, I think we should stop here now, even though, because this is going to be a whole new sugya. Supplement packet 4. So next time we're going to do this again, and it will take time to go through that supplement and everything. So we would start now, we would end maybe 10 to 11, 11, so I'd rather do this on Monday. So there'll be one shiur Monday before Rosh Hashanah. And we'll do this because it takes time to cheshbon out the two different sugyas, and I don't want to rush it through in 10 minutes. So Bez Hashem on. So there'll be one shiur Bez Hashem on Monday. Wednesday is Erev Rosh Hashanah. We don't have shiur, and then during Aseret Simei Tshuva, we have two shiur. We'll have a Monday and a Wednesday. Okay, and so this is. But you should digest, you know, what we did today. You know, because it's a lot of. Fundamentals of understanding, you know, the miltzak and the cheshev eifo, and when we apply it, when we don't apply it, and then the sidrei tara and the cheshev eifo, and then the ramosha, putting it all, just having everything placed in your mind clearly where everything fits in.
You said you were